Hey there, welcome to the Bucket Hat Boys podcast. It's Buford, Big Willie Styles.
What up?
Our guest today, bank elf from Harry Potter, aka Sophie Checky.
All right, let's get it started. So, yeah. Sophie, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Give them backstory, context.
Okay, well.
Mr. Kim style.
Okay, so I moved to McHenry this year. This is my first year at McHenry. I became friends with Brayden and Will. At the beginning of the year.
Homecoming.
Holy shit.
My bad. I play volleyball. I play lacrosse. I like warm weather and I like to snowboard.
Fuck yeah. Crazy. That doesn't mix up. Warm weather and snowboarding? What's up with that?
I don't like the cold, but when I snowboard, I'm warm.
So basically, you just...
You're just weird like that.
Yeah, for real, pretty much.
Okay, next question.
Why the fuck did you quit your job at HomeGoods?
Because she wasn't getting scheduled enough.
Yeah. Did I ask you?
Sorry.
Well, they didn't schedule me. They scheduled me 3 days 2 weeks ago. And then I put my 2 weeks in, and like, because I wasn't scheduled for 2 weeks out.
So. Oh my god, that's crazy. I'm scheduled since the 29th of May.
Yeah. But now I work at the bakery, and I have fun.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Jokes on all of you. I get scheduled every Monday and Wednesday.
Jokes on all of you. I work every morning, 6 to 2:30.
Well, I get tips at the bakery, so...
That's crazy. You want to know something funny? I get hit on by MILFs.
So do I. All right, so we're gonna dig right into the deep end here.
Yeah. Checky, so. Why do you have a crippling drug addiction to cocaine?
Well, you know, it is my ringleader's fault. I do have
all
to
hail.
Say.
All hail,
Dylan Drumheller.
Yeah, I think that's really all I have to say about
okay.
that.
Okay, now
yeah.
Willie, back to you.
To be clear, Sophie does not have an actual coke addiction.
Yeah, right. Folks, if you do, please reach help. There's a place in Woodstock that gives fentanyl testing kits and drug addiction recovery.
Brayden knows from experience.
No, I know because they sell skateboards and they look really fucking dope.
All right, Sophie.
Yes.
We're digging. We're going straight
okay,
into it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Give us the drama on your boyfriend.
He listens to this podcast.
Don't give us the drama on your boyfriend.
Don't talk about that.
Well, everything's pretty good right now. But I would have to say, yeah. Me and my child are doing pretty good.
Okay, that's fucking like weird.
Yeah.
No. So this is, I've had a lot of caffeine today. I'm going on my 500th milligram so far, and I'm digging it.
You're digging it?
Digging it.
Like really digging it?
Like really digging it.
Like really digging it?
Like really?
Yeah. Like I'm digging you?
Fuck yeah.
We're going to make out sometime during this vacation. Also, for
speaking of this vacation.
We'll get into that after we set up the premise. We're going to do that later, okay? We still have our guest here.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay. Timer, by the way. What's it at?
6 minutes.
Okay. So.
Oh. Continue.
Okay. Sophie.
Uh-huh.
You played volleyball for a while. You've had some injuries. You want to go through your sporting history for us?
You've had injuries?
She has a back injury.
Oh,
right
shit.
Now.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah. Well, so when I did gymnastics, I broke my elbow.
Gymnastics.
I mean, I did them too. Don't diss it.
I had
gymnastics is dope.
Pink cast all the way up to my shoulder.
Fuck yeah.
You like that robot.
For real. I have Achilles tendonitis in both my ankles. I...
Like that dude from Greek mythology?
Yeah. I also have my back injury right now, which is basically
your
just...
Your boyfriend caused that?
So much inflammation
answer
in my
the question,
back.
Sophie.
What?
Your boyfriend caused that? Jinx. Chase. You owe me a blowjob.
Oh, no. The world may never know.
Answer... Okay.
Okay, so that's a basic yes.
Yeah, basic yes.
Shout
out to Sophie's boyfriend. You really be getting into it, man.
Can't believe you really, really raw dog it in front of all of your friends that one night in Texas. Can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, I know, for real, crazy.
Hocoponus, you know? Pocahontas. Wait, what?
Hocoponus.
Hoke up on this dick.
Oh, hey, have you guys had the dish from Canada with fries?
Bro, this man is obsessed with this dish from Canada, and he don't know what the fuck it's called.
I don't know what it's called. It's got, like, gravy, cheese, curds.
Sounds like a fun evening.
I know it starts with a P.
Pussy juice.
No. it's like a really... It sounds French, which makes it sound pussy-ish.
Okay.
I think it's... Patin?
Putin?
I think it's Putin.
Putin.
Putin this nigga yo mouth.
Okay, so
I've been trying to set that up for 3 fucking days.
Sophie's dad is in the mafia, right?
Okay, let's preface this.
If you interrupt me one more time, I'm fucking killing you.
Let's preface this.
So basically, Sophie's dad lives in Florida. We live in Illinois. He is missing half of a finger. He works at a body disposable?
No, organ.
A tissue bank.
Tissue bank. And
Money Laundering Central.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
He is Italian. He's got that mob boss features, and his handshake was very, very mob boss-like.
Also, you want to know how he cut off his finger? It was during a logging accident, and apparently they just never reattached it, even though it happened like 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, Sophie.
Yeah.
Explain to the people.
Is your dad the mafia boss? I don't think he is.
Well, I can neither confirm or deny.
Shut up. You literally had an argument with us. You literally had a two-hour argument with us about how we're making you feel bad about your life because your dad is apparently a mafia boss.
Bro, I'm holding my nutsack right now.
Speaking of nuts, I've seen Willie's cock 13 times today.
Bro, I took a video of myself flexing with my dick out 3 times in this man's bathroom. And I was taking a shower. I opened the curtain. This man is beating it on the other side of the curtain.
I wasn't beating it.
Straight up beating it as hard as he can, bro.
I wasn't beating it. I just had my cheeks spread for you.
Like, oh my God. He was bent over with his cheeks spread. I was tempted to jump in there.
It's not a joke. We are going to do something with these next 2 weeks ahead of us. That's going to be fun.
I'm just a little scared to listen to the podcast.
Don't be. We're going to rate our favorite horror movies. Honestly, okay. I'm going to lay out the schedule real quick now. So, Saturday or Sunday when we get to the Shining Hotel, we're going to make an episode where we rate our favorite horror movies. And then we're also going to make a vlog video where we try to piss off ghosts reciting Christian chants because I have a rosary that's been blessed by the Pope.
Fuck yeah.
And we also have a clown Jack in the Box that
you
we're going to...
You are not
to...
bringing that, are you?
We are.
We're going to leave it in the hotel.
We're going to leave it in our room for overnight.
Did you just feel something like bite your head?
A bug just raped my eardrum, dude.
That's called an earwig, right?
Wow, your boys are creepy.
I know. Anyways, so then we're going to do a 4th of the July podcast.
4th of the July. Yeah.
Buford's getting a tattoo on Monday. So we're going to see if we can do an episode the 2 days after, rate the tattoo.
Interesting. You should vlog it.
Vlog it. All right. And then when we get to the no light zones down on our way to New Mexico, we're gonna get some photos of the galaxy and shit. We'll vlog that and make an episode. We're going to rate our favorite constellations on the podcast.
I don't know constellations. All I know is Big Dipper, Little Dipper, Orion's Belt, and that's it.
What about the Rabbit Bunny constellation? We found that one.
Yeah.
What about my nutsack?
You know the video game Raving Rabbids where it's like the white rabbits that have like really fucked up mouths? Pull up the photos.
I'll pull up the
receipts. Basically, Sophie took a photo of the stars because I was showing her how to take photos of the stars with your phone and have them show through perfectly. And I was like, that looks like the bunny from Rabbids. And then
this one,
it has like the perfect outline.
Okay, you see.
Yeah. That's not a video game. That's a TV show.
It's a TV show and a video game. It was a video game first, then a TV show.
Oh.
It came out in the Wii, and their whole premise was they live in your Wii controller, so like you can dress them up inside the Wii sensor. It was really funny.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So after that, we're gonna go whitewater rafting.
No way.
We might vlog that. We're going to visit Huntsville, Alabama for a college visit.
I want to go cliff jumping.
We're going to go mountain climbing.
Can we jump
cliff
off?
Jump? No.
Why not?
Because Mama Huff will not allow us to do that because we have to be 18. We have to sign waivers and shit.
Fuck a waiver. We find a place that's high up with water beneath it, bro.
Anyways.
I want to go skydiving. Cool. I turn 18 in 3 months, and I want to go skydiving.
You hear that? She's trying to pitch herself to our podcast listeners already.
That sounds like fun, bro. I'm
going
to go check on the pizza.
Okay.
I'll be back, babies.
So after that, we're going to stop by Texas, see a good friend of ours named Landon, stay with some family, get wasted. I'm thinking, God, what? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, your trip sounds really exciting.
5-ish minutes.
How about your trip? You're going on a trip too while we're on vacation.
Yeah, so I'll be in Kentucky.
You.
We're going to pretty much be on Kentucky Lake. So we'll be on the boat every day, mm-hmm. going tubing, going water skiing. And then after that, I go on vacation with the man himself, William's girlfriend.
Fuck you.
And we'll be gone for a week in Florida.
Fuck you.
You know, beaching it up, biking it up.
Fuck you.
Swimming it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna be fucking it up.
I hope you understand. Me and him literally took a shower today together.
Bro.
Sorry.
We're literally doing the podcast right now.
Podcast listeners know that it was a joke. Hey, we're fine, okay?
Is your smoke alarm fucking going off?
Yes. God damn it. Sophie, entertain them.
Well, podcast listeners, it is just... Well, Brayden is going to burn his house down. So right now it's just you, me, and the night sky that I'm looking at right now. Can't really think of anything interesting to talk about. Nothing too deep. Brayden's coming back.
Okay, our house didn't burn down. We're fine.
He didn't burn it down.
Okay, so what were we talking about? Your trip. Yeah. So Sophie's going to be basic white girling it up for the first trip.
Yeah. Also, you guys, I don't know how many people follow this, but go follow me on Instagram.
Don't.
At Sophia Jackie.
Don't follow her. Don't give her attention. She don't need it.
Brandon's house just burned down.
No, it didn't.
Pray for my boy. We're going to set up a GoFundMe. Ooh. Anything you can give helps.
You want to know what's really funny?
What?
We were watching Avengers when it first came out on disc, and our neighbor's house literally started burning down, and we saw the ambulance lights when the city fight was happening. We came outside. It turns out my mom's girlfriend, her name is Michelle.
Your mom's gay?
It was her grandma's house burning down.
Nah.
Oh, it was an electrical fire because the power box sparked and lit a gas can in the garage on fire.
That's scary.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my playset got ran over by a tornado.
What?
Tornadoes have wheels?
They have transmissions?
This one did.
Y'all, don't tell anybody.
I am not taking roids, but I'm like 5% body fat right now, and it's fucking amazing.
He's not 5%. He's like 6 with a passion.
Oh my god, I'm gonna play club volleyball again this year.
Same.
For
actually,
the season. Yep. Same.
Is that like...
Like an actual...
in gym or beach volleyball?
In a gym. With a club.
That's dope.
Did I tell you that I've been convinced to join 3 separate beach volleyball camps?
You should. It would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I'm actually good at it.
I'll do it with you.
Bad.
I'm not even joking. Like, you guys could go. Like, I played like up at North Avenue Beach and stuff, and like you could play like to go to big tournaments. Like,
yeah, we know.
We could be like Top Gun. Fuck you.
No, shut up, Miles Teller. You're not actually. You look better than Miles Teller.
Yeah, you damn right. I look better than Miles Teller.
He except, does.
Bro,
he does.
Your smoke alarm going is going
again?
Off.
Again?
Nah, bro.
Oh my god.
All of them are going off now.
I'll go deal with the burning house while you guys entertain the peeps.
Okay.
Hold
this
that.
Is a very chaotic podcast, I might add.
Yeah, I'm taking the pizza out.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Shut up.
Brayden, how is your day today?
Well, I took off of work because my trip's tomorrow. And then
yeah.
I was going to go work out in the morning, but then I went to Peterson, played volleyball with Willie for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, the smoke alarms are going off again. And then I came back home, chilled for a bit, made sure I had everything packed, showered, went out for a bit, met up with Willie, went to Planet Fitness.
Before that, what were you doing?
And we got back from Planet. I picked up... Well, at first I dropped Willie off at his house to grab his sunnies and my volleyball. And then Willie got his stuff from his girlfriend's mom. It's 4 cookie dough bites, like whole boxes of them, a thing of brownies, 3 monsters, and lemon squares.
Aw, how adorable.
Uh-huh. And then we went to Trio, got a pizza, and then we came back, showered together, and now you're here.
That is fantastic. That's a really nice day. I really
thank
you for walking me through that.
You're welcome.
I shopped today. I went shopping.
Uh-huh.
Which was fun.
Care to explain anything that's happened in the last 2 hours?
No. No.
Any grievances of any sort?
Grievances?
You know, issues with people or things you might have?
Oh. I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to hear. It's great to hear.
I was just going 60 down Curran, which was a nice... ew! Whoa! Ew. Just so all you know, Brayden was doing something a little gross, might I add. Like, makes me want to vomit everywhere. I have had to pee more recently.
That's good. That means you're water drinking enough water.
Yeah, which is actually really nice.
Ooh, I gotta talk about my car accident. So Buford crashed into a tree in his work vehicle and slammed
both of his... Oh, that's the bruise?
That's one of the bruises. And slammed both of his knees into the metal dash. Luckily, the right one isn't that bad. But, like, my left knee is, like, ooh, you know, it's just ood.
It's a little dangerous.
It is. I broke the tree. And the car.
Nice.
House is no longer on fire.
Yay. Pizza's done. Pizza's done?
It's pizza time.
All right. Hey, by the way.
Hey.
Do it through your nose.
Fuck no.
I just did it through my nose.
Like four times.
This pizza smells amazing.
Y'all act like I ain't a fucking vape god, bro.
I had really good pizza from like Reef's something.
Pizzeria? Keith's Reef.
Yes!
Yes.
That was gas today.
That's what's up.
It was so good.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure Sophie is transgender. I think she's a man.
Sophie, you got a cock?
I don't know.
Your boyfriend like getting pegged?
I love pegging Nate, bro.
I think maybe by you guys.
I like how you instantly made a face of he actually might.
We have a friend named Nate. We have two friends named Nate. One of them is dating Sophie.
Did you see her face? She made the face of he actually might.
Enjoy pegging?
No.
No, no, no. Oh, and then I said that. No. And then I said that and she went like,
what the fuck is going on?
You finger this man's asshole?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh my god, y'all, I went to Mets.
That is just a big no. That's just like, oh, yeah, let's talk about the fact that you were in bed with like multiple men shirtless and it was all on your private story.
Yeah. That's just wrestling, dude.
Yeah, you act like I'm not going to be shirtless with him every night of this trip.
No, there were like, you guys were like on, like I get like,
oh my god,
some people half naked anyway.
Yeah, but like, my cock got touched more on that trip than my cock has ever been touched in my entire life.
This bacon, sausage, and pep?
I think so.
I do have to leave here in a couple minutes, so anything else we want to really get out?
Say something.
Why is your forehead so fucking fat?
Wow, that's disrespectful.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't blessed with a really great hairline. I'm not gonna lie,
bro,
but at least it
join
won't.
The club, dog.
Hey, you know what you
but
were.
But at least I don't have to hide mine.
You
and
know
at
what
least
you were blessed with though. The ability to throw a punch.
I actually never punched
that's
someone.
Not what you were gonna say.
I was gonna say the ability to take these hands.
Did you guys know I actually have dreams where I try to punch people and I can't punch them? There's like a force field like not allowing me to punch people.
I have dreams.
Like I like go like this and like my arm like won't let me punch someone. Or like I try slapping someone and it won't let me slap
them. Yeah, but do you have dreams where you fuck everybody in the friend group or is that just me?
I think that might just be you.
Brandon, you too? Like every single person, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just a little. I think Brandon's neighbors just heard that.
Sub baby. Oh, they have a big ass dog.
Yeah, it's Cooper.
I want a dog.
Oh wait, my neighbors across the
not
street.
Not those. Get your
the neighbors across the street. No.
Help.
Stop.
Oh.
That's why you stop.
Don't worry, chair's not broken.
No, it's not.
Oh, the chair's fucking broken.
No,
oh
you my can, god. No, you could just put it back together. There you go.
Okay, one last thing before you go.
Yes.
What's your favorite fish, or why would you fuck it?
Yeah, actually, yeah. In what part of the bucket hat are you?
Answer the fish question first.
Yeah.
What's my favorite fish?
And why would you fuck it?
Jinx. You owe me a blowjob.
Fuck.
What the garage is just closing, chill.
Why is the garage closing?
Why is this happening?
Timer. All right.
I don't really have a favorite fish. I like
fucking
blue. Women, yeah. I like fish that are like different colors. You know, I like a rainbow salmon. Those are kind of nice. Because it's rainbow.
Okay.
So you're good.
What part of the bucket hat are you?
What parts are there of a bucket
there's
hat?
There's a rim, there's a bucket, there's some dots in it, there's the design, there's the threading, there's the tag.
I think I'd be the design.
Why?
Because I switch up a lot.
The design.
Damn.
My mood switches up a lot.
Heard it here first. Sophie Checky is fucking psycho.
Bipolar headache.
Bro, honestly.
Maybe not bipolar, but.
Uh-uh. I'm bipolar as fuck.
Same though. I'd be crying in a parking lot, and the next day I'm telling my therapist how happy I am.
Exactly. Is it opening?
Is it opening? It's getting really humid up in here.
Yeah, it's hot as dick right now.
All
right,
Sophie.
What the fuck?
What?
Thank you for coming to the podcast.
You know, I really appreciate you having me for this
now,
short period of time.
We're going to go on break, and after that, we'll discuss our trip, me and Willie, what we're going to do, and just talk about what we're excited for.
I'm really excited to see this trip.
Say bye, Sophie.
Bye, podcast.
No, you're supposed to say bye, Sophie.
What? Bye, Sophie? Yeah.
And welcome back from the break. It's me and Willie. Sophie left.
Sorry.
So we're going to start talking about our trip real quick. We know we gave you a quick preliminary, but we're just going to tell you about what we're excited for and how we hope things go.
Yep.
So I'm going to go first. I'm really hyped for the Shining Hotel and getting my tattoo. I'm getting the Berserk symbol. The symbol of, God, what is it? Vengeance? No, not vengeance. You know which one I'm talking about if you watch or read Berserk and watched it. Shining Hotel-wise, yeah, I already told you guys we're doing a vlog there. We're going to do a horror movie rating. We're bringing a clown Jack in the Box.
I just got scared shitless from this. You get the fuck back in that box, you son of a bitch.
Alright, really, what about you? What are you hyped for?
I'm so hyped for the Shining Hotel because I'm so obsessed with ghosts and all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm also hyped for mountain climbing
what
and
about Roswell?
Hiking. Roswell.
Alien Central?
Oh,
Roswell, New Mexico?
Fuck yeah,
where
dude.
Where the first, like, real public alien UFO crash happened.
Also, didn't the CIA or FBI confirm
aliens? Aliens are real? Yep. So that means Roswell is confirmed.
Bro, I'm so hyped to see the stars clearly, too. This whole trip, you just grabbed pizza with that, bro. I ain't fucking trying to get grubby fingers.
Okay.
Come on now, save that for later. But no, like, I'm obsessed with ghosts and shit. Like, holy shit, weird fucking story, right? So my grandma has a lake house 6.5 hours north of us. It's in Wisconsin. It's on a very private lake. Like, there's maybe, so it's a two-part lake. It's separated by, like, a little canal. You go under a bridge, but it's, like, a very small bridge. Like, a pontoon fucking squeezes in there, like, barely squeezes. So, on our side of the lake, we live on the small side. We call it Potato Lake because it looks like a fucking potato. There's like 6 houses and the lake is pretty damn big. Like you could go jet skiing from one end to the other, going 70 miles an hour. It'd take you 10 minutes to get to the other side.
Drown.
Actually, no. Take you like 8 minutes maybe. But so anyways, my grandma's husband died. Yeah. What?
70 miles an hour, 8 minutes. Jet ski, 60.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to him.
12 miles, really?
No. No, never mind. Never mind. It'd take you like 4 minutes to get to the other side. So, I don't know.
Like around.
It's like 4 miles long.
5 or 6 miles.
It's like 4 or 5 miles long and then like a mile wide on our side of the lake.
So it's like a plane landing strip. It's like a water plane landing strip.
So on the big side of the lake, you can drive around that thing for hours and still, like, over an hour going buttfuck speed and still not hit any corners. Like, that's how big the other side is compared to our side. So anyways, little backstory. My grandma's husband died like 14, 15 years ago. He smoked like 20 cigars a fucking day. Like, he put Roosevelt to shame. Is that who smoked a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy? Yeah. He put Roosevelt to shame. He died of pancreatic cancer. Fucking horrible death. I wasn't even born yet, though, so I didn't know him. So anyways, right?
15 years ago, motherfucker, you were 2.
Okay, so then it was like 18 years ago. So anyways, we fucking, nothing, no scary shit happens. My grandma gets remarried, 2015, right? We go back up to the lake house. There's 3 rooms. We have my grandma's room. We call it another room. It's got like fish wallpaper. We call it the fish room. Another room, it's called the duck room. On the main floor, there's a futon. And on the upstairs, there's a hide-a-bed. So, all right. So, I have 2 brothers. At this point, my parents were still together. But my dad wasn't coming with us for this trip for work. He was probably fucking a secretary or some shit. Love him to death, but that's probably what he was doing.
Oh my God, no, this is the time that he surprised us. Yeah, no, because he had like a football shit going on. My dad used to be a football coach. Yeah, no, he had some football shit going on. So he came back and he surprised us. Stop, please stop rubbing me with your toes, dude. So anyways, right, we go to bed. First night, stop, dude. Nothing. I'm going to fucking beat your shit, I swear to God. Nothing happens.
You're going to beat my meat?
Second night, my brother Paul sleeps downstairs because he likes to drink all the alcohol, but funny story about that in a couple minutes, too. He wakes up in the middle of the night. He hears footsteps, like little piddle paddles. Like, imagine like a duck sprinting. That's what it sounded like. He said he heard a time clock ticking. There's no clocks downstairs. And he said he heard the water running. So they have a dog. He said he heard the footsteps sprinting and then he heard the dog kennel slam shut.
I know we both just heard that.
Yeah. That's creepy as fuck. Let's leave the garage open though, because I'm like that. We heard
an axe in the corner. We're fine.
Yeah, he heard the door slam shut, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wakes up except for him. He's freaking the fuck out. I'm on the high to bed. I wake up in the middle of the night. He's like, dude, move over. I'm fucking scared shitless. So I'm like, okay. At this point, I don't know how old I am. 2015. I'm like.
That was 7 years ago.
I'm like 10 or 11 at this point. Actually, no. I think this might have been 2016 when we went. I'm like 10 or 11 at this point. He's like, move over. I'm scared. I'm like, all right. So then in the morning, we wake up. He tells everybody what happened. We're like, holy shit. And then, so in the duck room is bordered by mostly windows. We always check under the beds before because we have a lot of cousins and sometimes they leave shit. We always check under the beds before. Nothing under the beds, right? The next day, we check under the bed. No, leave that shit out. I'm tired of that shit popping out. There's a jack in the box and I'm scared shitless. The next day, we check under the bed in the duck room. There's a fucking doll. A legit doll. Like, fucking porcelain doll. Like, Annabelle type shit under the bed. So, we're all freaked the fuck out. We literally leave the next day because my mom ain't into that shit. I was, like, I was too young to, like, be super, like, freaked out about it. Because I was more focused on fishing and fucking twiddling my dick at the time. But goddamn, it was fucking, it was freaky as fuck.
Speaking of twiddling your dick.
Uh-oh.
What's your video? And you know exactly what I mean by your video.
My video.
The go-to, the one that brought it all to the beginning, the one that you always try to find.
Oh, there was this one video. This blonde MILF dude gets railed the shit out of her.
I was in first grade.
But she didn't actually shit. That's
first grade.
Weird.
It was the first video I remember watching. And I was told about it because some dude in my first grade class was like, yo, I found this website. I said, fine, fuck it, why not? It wasn't first grade, it was like fourth. Go to the website.
Yep.
It's on the recommended. You know exactly what website I mean.
The Hub.
Yeah. It's a mailman video.
Oh.
The classic. Man comes in saying he's got mail. Blonde bimbo says, and I quote, come out
God
in
damn.
If you want some water. He came in. And then he came in. I had tried to find that video the second I entered high school. I tried to find it for days. I couldn't. But now my go-to video? One name. Corey Chase.
Oh my God.
You know exactly what I mean by that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Anyways. I want to fuck a girl in clown makeup so bad.
That is fucked up. That's some, like, weird type of shit.
Nah, because, like, imagine, like, she start, like, having tears streamed on her face. And, you know, like, all that.
Someone just got blown the fuck up.
And, you know, all that makeup on down. Or, like, the gagging. And, like, you pulling the pigtail.
Bro, don't even start that
and,
shit.
And, like, when you're.
Can I tell another scary story?
Like, this part hits her, like, red nose that goes boop, boop. And then every time you're. Finger, it goes. Bah, bah,
bah, bah. I don't know, it's scary stuff. Okay, so this is also in the Wisconsin house. This was 4 years ago.
I'm not you, I don't know.
I'm just thinking. 4 or 5 years ago. Everybody's there. My dad wasn't because my parents were just starting to like go through a rocky time in their relationship. And so I wake up in the middle of the night. Outside, so I'm in the hide bed on the main floor. Or on the upstairs. There's a lot of windows. It's in like the center of the room.
So you saw a fucking Wendigo.
No, there's a lot of windows. All right. There's hella deer and bear out there though. It's kind of freaky. The deer are dope, but the bears are freaky. So outside the window, I see three flashes of a white light. Like boom, 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 boom. And then, so I'm up. I'm fucking beady-eyed and fucking freaking out. Because at this point, I'm like starting to get in all this ghost shit. And I think I just watched a horror movie. Like, I think I just watched The Conjuring or some shit. And then my mom comes out, turns on the light, scares me shitless because I didn't fucking know she was there. And I was like touching my dick and shit. And not like jerking, but like I was touching. And she comes out, "Brilliant. Did you see that?" I was like, "See what?" She goes, "Outside of my window, there's three flashing white lights." She's in the fish room. There's a window, but it's in the center of the wall away from the bed. And I was like, "Yeah, I saw it over here." And she was like, "Is there somebody fucking outside?" So I'm like, "I don't know. I ain't going out there." It's like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. My brother Luke comes out. He was in the duck room. He's fucking... My mom woke him up. He didn't come out on his own. My mom woke him up. She was like, "Yeah, I saw him outside of his window too." I was like, "Oh my God, what the fuck is that?" Paul comes up, scared for some fucking reason. I don't even know. I think he was tipsy, not gonna lie, but he was like freaking the fuck out. Because there's no windows on his floor, so he couldn't have seen the white lights. But he's freaking the fuck out. So we're all sitting there on the pullout couch, freaking the fuck out, still seeing these white lights flash by the window. Bah, 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 bah. Like, quick as fuck. So I'm like, it's probably the FBI recruiting me because I'm a sick cunt. That's when I started getting into lifting too. But yeah, nothing happened. No noises, no nothing, just the white lights. And I thought it was like some serial killer type shit. And I was like, I was fine with it. Like, I was scared at first. And then like 30 minutes later, I was like, "All right, I'm sick of this. Go to bed." Everybody's like, "No, we're staying up. Fucking scared." And I'm like, "Dude, go to fucking bed." Like, legit. It's like, this started happening like 12:30-ish, maybe 1. It's like 2:30 in the morning at this point.
That bike keeps on wiggling.
Wiggling my cock. Anyways, it's like 2:30 in the morning. This was a fourth... Did you hear that howl too?
I heard a howl and a ching.
Oh, Wendigo. You know you're not supposed to say their name.
No, that and Skinwalkers.
Anyways.
Jack, some new.
Wendigo, 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 Wendigo. Anyways, so this was July. We always usually go up for the July 4th, and the parade was the next day, and we were supposed to get up like 8 o'clock, which is pretty early when you're on vacation, and fucking, I'm like, "Dude, go to bed. Like, I don't want to be tired as fuck at this parade. Like, I'm gonna be crabby and shit." And everybody's like, "No." So in the morning, we wake up, my grandma and Roy, that's my grandma's husband, he's rich as fuck. He used to own a nuclear fucking power plant. It's awesome. We wake up, they're like, "Well, we wish you would have waken us up. Could have been some type of a bug or something." And I'm like, probably wasn't a bug. Never seen a bug that's like, bah, 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 with white lights. Because they were bright. Like, it looked like a phone flash. Like, really fast. Like, imagine a flashlight flickering.
What month was it? It was July, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear any distant smack sounds?
No.
And you said it went on for 30 minutes, right?
No, it went on for, like, hours.
Hours?
Yeah. Why?
Willie.
What?
Do you know that some animals have a tracker on them that flashes white lights?
Oh, my God.
To signal receptors.
I thought you were about to say some scary shit.
And it said it was around that building the whole time?
Around our house.
Probably a deer.
No, like, it was, like, multiple. Because, like, I was seeing it in this room. So it was probably multiple.
You said it was Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin tracks some of their deer if they're injured or sick.
Yeah.
So that tracker is typically a necklace. What height did you see it around the trees?
It was, so like, all right, so let's say 6 foot space, mm-hmm. It's about halfway through.
So 3 feet?
Yeah.
The perfect height of a deer neck?
Yeah. All right. Now I feel better about this whole situation.
Yeah, so basically in Wisconsin, when an animal is identified as sick or injured, it has a tracking necklace placed on it, and the receiving light of these necklaces typically ranges from blue, green, or white. Now, if it was flashing like that, that means it was currently sending because they thought they wanted to check up on the deer.
But yeah, but this is going on for a fat minute, though.
I know. It doesn't make noise. It just flashes the white light.
Oh.
And if it was a family of deer that were considered sick,
That explains why you were seeing multiple lights around the house in the same pattern, or it was one that was pacing, trying to find a good food spot or resting spot.
I have a funny story now.
Can I tell mine first?
Yeah, sorry.
Some great stories. So I thought I had the ability to see ghosts for a fat minute because of some weird shit that happened to me when I was a kid. When I was 6, I was living in Schaumburg, and my mom was across the street at a fire. You good, Willie? Well?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like I'm seeing shit.
Anyways. So, my mom was across the street at our neighbor's fire, and I looked up, and there was a rotting deer in the middle of my bedroom.
What the fuck?
It wasn't, like, I was conscious. I saw it look at me, and then it ran through the wall, like, phased out.
That's creepy.
And I went outside. I'm like, Mom, what's going on? And she's like, nothing's there. And I'm like, it was here. It looked at me. It made noises at me.
When to go?
And then another time, I was at my babysitter's, and I woke up and saw a singular floating eye with all the nerves dangling down from it, looking directly into my face, like this far away. And it stayed there for 10 seconds. That's how I know I wasn't tripping.
Holy shit.
It looked at my eyes, it looked me over, and then I saw a mouth form, and it said, help me, and then it phased off.
Dead ass. How old were you?
I was 9 at this time.
Jesus Christ. This fucking clown is freaking me the fuck out.
I've seen... Oh, and then this is my other scary story. When I was younger, my mom heard me talk in my sleep a lot. And apparently one time, I was talking in my sleep, and she thought she heard someone else in my room. And turns out, it was really just me doing two different voices, having a conversation in my sleep. The thing was, we were talking about, no, she's my mom, you can't have her.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I've walked in on my mom having full-on night terrors where she's screaming loud enough to wake me out of my sleep. I've had to stop her.
And Brayden's a hard sleeper.
I am. Like, I've had horrible... For 10 years...
My hair feels really good from that
I told you, the shampoo and conditioner is really good.
Yeah.
I had the reoccurring dream happen on the same day every year, and I could not wake up from it until I completed the objective of the dream. I'm not even joking. So after How to Train Your Dragon came out, I started getting this one dream every year on the same day. Now, what happened in the dream was I got trapped, and I had to fight a giant monster with Toothless, right? And then once the monster was defeated, I had to try and find a door that would let me out of my dream. And I could not wake up until I found the door. What?
Oh, that's a tree trunk. Holy shit. What? I thought it was some bitch in a fucking white dress because I saw some glimmering eyes.
Uh-huh.
But I repositioned myself and it's just a tree trunk.
Oh my god. Anyways.
I'm tripping right now, dude. Yeah,
so I could not wake up from this dream until I found a door. And like, I knew I was in the dream. I tried lucid dreaming. It would not let me. Like, it was creepy. Like, I slept for 16 hours one time because I couldn't get out of the dream.
Holy shit.
Because, like, there's one door that can lead me back to my, like, wake up. And if I don't go through that door and if I don't find it. And, like, I think the last one I remember having, it was on rooftops. That was the escape mode. And I had to go to each individual rooftop, open the door, and go through it. And if it didn't take me to my mind, I got restarted all the way at the back of the rooftop segments. And that dream has happened once a year for 10 years.
Damn.
It is scary whenever it happens to me because I know what's going to happen. I'm like, if I don't find the fucking door, I don't wake up.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, your funny stories.
All right. So, I'm at my grandparents' house. I'm scrolling through channels. I get to channel like 470 or some shit.
Isn't that the porn channel?
Yeah. My grandpa, or my step-grandpa, oh my god, dude, I thought he was buying porn and shit. There was hella fucking porn channels, like, detailed, too. Like, one of them was like, bro, there's too many random-ass noises.
It's the plastic bag blowing in the wind, but there's, like, little to no wind right now.
Yeah. Do you want to go for a walk in the night?
No. Mama's not going to let us.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go to bed soon.
So, anyways, yeah, no, there's just hella porn channels on that shit. Well, we have to go upstairs soon. We don't have to go to bed.
Yeah, we're going to play that Superliminal game.
What is that, by the way? Explain to the viewers, or to the listeners.
So, Superliminal is a trippy game. It's made with, like, the same thoughts of Stanley Parable and Portal.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Stanley Parable. It's this game where this dude narrates the whole game, and, like, if you go against his narration, like, he gets mad at you, and then he starts being like, Stanley did this to get back on the right path.
Oh.
You've never heard of Stanley's Parable?
Nope.
It's, like, one of the biggest games.
Oh.
It's, like, a classic. And then Portal. But Superliminal is, like, it's a mindfuck game. Like, it will mess with your mind. Okay. Honestly, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's too many random shit going on. We're talking about ghosts and shit, and this Jack in the Box is freaking me out.
And Buford's got to bring his car into the garage still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, you take your pizza and monster inside.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Be on the lookout for numerous podcasts, and also... Name of the YouTube channel.
I will put that in the description, but it's also Bucket Hat Boys.
All right. Yeah, we're going to start some vlogs. This trip's going to be dope as fuck. We're going to make a podcast and probably a vlog, too, in the Shining Hotel. And let y'all know what's up. All right. Peace out, y'all. Love you, beautiful losers.